Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300, and all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View Minutes with Michelle Martin on Money FM 89.3.
Cloud computing companies were the darlings of the stock markets last year as investors bet on that work from home trade. But stocks like Zoom, Twilio and CrowdStrike have been hard hit of late. Zoom is down 30% over the past 3 months. Twilio isn't far behind. Overall, an index of cloud computing companies is off 15% since the beginning of the year. Compare that with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up by nearly the same percentage. So, does the recent pullback represent a buying opportunity, or were these companies simply overpriced, particularly as more and more people, particularly in the US, return to the office space? If you fall into the first camp, maybe you think the recent drops represent a chance to pick up bargains. Here are three companies you may want to take a closer look at. Top of the list, Cloudflare. It focuses on internet security, a need that's come into sharp focus this week, right? With the ransomware attack on a major US oil pipeline. Cloudflare recently reported a 50% jump in first quarter earnings. Its CEO says the company is, quote, firing on all cylinders and there is no slowing down. Cloudflare shares are down 25% though over the past 3 months. Another company that markets have punished lately is the content delivery network and software security company. They're called Fastly. Its share price has plunged more than 60% over the past 3 months. Fastly's earnings also came in below expectations last week, but its total customer count actually increased, which has the company's CEO striking an optimistic note. Now, our third cloud stock today is one that I mentioned at the top of the segment, Twilio. It automates phone calls and text messages, as well as offering other communication services. Twilio's earnings have been its own forecast for 5 quarters in a row now. In the most recent quarter, its earnings jumped to more than 60%. The company shares, though, have been caught up in the cloud computing sell-off. They're off 26% over the past 3 months. And many analysts believe cloud computing remains a solid sector from a business viewpoint. Microsoft, for example, has enjoyed strong increases in revenue from its cloud business. Amazon's cloud business doing well as well. So what about other companies in the sector? Are these companies still overpriced, or is the recent sell-off overdone? You decide.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.